Talking now with Danvers head coach Ryan Nolan, and a big win over Masconomet, first game of the season. And I have heard that coaches are not quite sure what you're going to get out of that first game, either from your team or the opponent. You know, somewhat to expect. What did you expect? What did you get out of the guys? And what were the key to that first game, big win over Masco?
I think we expected to play a very good football team that's very well coached, physical, tough, does everything right. We told the kids a lot. They're, you know, very similar type team to us. What I was very pleased with is we brought intensity and physicality, and our kids worked tremendously hard in the game, in preseason, and in all the things leading up to that. So very proud of the way we approached going into the game, and then once we stepped on the field, we didn't hold back and just came out swinging, ready to go. Very good game. Masco is a very good team. I think we were fortunate. We got a couple breaks, a couple bounces, a couple of special teams plays that really made a difference. So between the special teams and the turnovers, I think that was something that really was a key factor in the outcome of the game.
Opening kickoff return by Matt McCarthy, huge. What does it mean when you do it? What does it mean when it's done to you?
Obviously, you get the points and you're up, and it changes the dynamic of the game. The reality, though, is you're going to have some tough plays and some situations where you're going to have to come back from. So football, like no other sport, that happens. It's emotionally crushing, physically get beat up, and the whole thing is to be mentally resilient, come back in the next play. So you get both sides.
Long before you came to Danvers High School, we did a game with Nick DiPaolo, ran the opening kickoff in a game, and I can't remember who it was again. It might have been the prep or somebody at that point, but he ran the opening kickoff. It was Beverly. It was against Beverly. Back for a touchdown, 6-0 before 10 seconds had gone by, and we're thinking it was a shootout. The game ended at 6-0. So I do remember that. Coach, what are you most pleased with from your team from last week?
Overall, the work ethic going into the game and the way they competed in the game. Across the board, we had some question marks. We still have a younger line, and I think they did a great job offensively. Defensively, we're very pleased with a couple of the linebackers and defensive backs that stepped in. A couple come to mind, Estrangi at the linebacker position, Ron at the middle linebacker, and Little at the cornerback position. All those kids really stepped up and played well for us as first-year starters at those positions. So very pleased, and the line did very well. Matt McCarthy, we know he's a player. Justin DiDomaso showed everyone what kind of an athlete and what kind of a threat he is. And I think Brendan Tracy really did a good job controlling the game, making good decisions. He ran with the ball well. He put the ball on the money when he had to. And he tucked the ball and ran when he had to, too, and made great decisions. So a lot of positives to look at.
I've been asking everybody this week, when you see the film session, I want you to tell me about a lineman that maybe you didn't notice during the game and said, okay, this guy, you checked out pretty well for us.
One of the guys on the defensive line I thought did a really good job was Murphy. Did a really good job for us. He got off the ball. He was, you know, he was physical with what he did as one of our smaller guys. On the other side, on offensively, Wilichowski, who's a sophomore for us, came in and played great in the second half. Really, really stepped up. And when he was thrown into the fire, he didn't flinch at all. Cronus, Stone, Ledesma, all the kids really played well. It was a collaborative team effort, and both of our tight ends blocked well, and both of our fullbacks are outstanding football players. So across the board, really was pleased with what we saw with those kids. Now, that being said, we've got a lot to work on as far as details and all the little small fundamental things and techniques.
Not only that, sounds like you're going to need all cylinders running smoothly. You got a big team coming in on Friday night.
Peabody is a been a football power for years and years and years. They're a big team. They're athletic. They're tough, physical. They can stretch the field vertically. They've got a bunch of skilled guys that if you don't tackle them well, they're going to go. Defensively, they're ultra aggressive. They're really getting after people. They're kind of in a new defense, more of a 4-3 look and really being aggressive. So, you know, they're really a solid, solid team. We have to be ready. And they come out and, you know, they're always a tough team and they're always physical. So we know we're in for a battle.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Danvers football coach Ryan Nolan.